Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Mainly clear today with a high of 104. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 71. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs around 92. Mainly sunny. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Every great sandwich with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. McPherson College is celebrating after their double match fundraiser, where each dollar that was raised for the university, an anonymous donor ended up donating $2 to the program and ended up raising more than $1 billion of an endowment, far exceeding their fundraising goal. As the announcement came from the university, with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran saying it's a feat that we should be proud of here in the state of Kansas as it impacts the entire country.
This is a momentous occasion. Well, this is more than, like, we talk about once in a lifetime. I can't imagine this happening in a lifetime in which this significant amount of money, more than $1 billion, it's a development that you would not expect, and it's a development that changes lives, and that's a good thing for all of Kansas, really all of the country and the world.
That audio from KWCH News. The fundraiser went from February of last year to the end of June of this year. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, prepared in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A U.S. district judge has voted in favor of the state of Kansas without going to a trial in the lawsuit alleging of recently retired Kansas Highway Patrol superintendent had engaged in discrimination against female employees in violation of the U.S. Constitution. KAKE News reports that the lawsuit began back in 2021 when six different plaintiffs had alleged that former Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Herman Jones and Jones' top lieutenant at the statewide law enforcement agency had participated in violating their First Amendment rights to speech and their 14th Amendment right to equal protection, saying that the administrators had participated or enabled development of a hostile work environment for women by allowing what they viewed as sexual harassment. But according to the U.S. District Judge Holly Teeter, they said that the allegations or plaintiffs did not rise to the level of objectivity, pervasive harassment, and did not demonstrate any legal harm. The judge's order addressed 15 different claims from the plaintiffs. The Kansas Department of Administration had also investigated the complaints. Mid-America Network News.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska. Nebraska. Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. CHI Health Good Samaritan Hospital has announced that they have received a donation reaching their $2.4 million and said that with that money, they are looking at opening up an entirely new operating room with upgraded technology and equipment. This KSMB Local Channel 4 says that with the hospital, they have had delays regarding waiting times and procedures in order to enter the operating room that they currently have, but now have the new operating room with the first operation focusing on a cardiac catheterization that includes a lab along with surgical functions, with doctors saying that they can now effectively diagnose and take care of certain issues with the better equipment.
The equipment we had before was pretty old. I mean, I think it was actually at 13 years, which in medical terms is a long time. So it's just leaps and bounds, basically. You know, the image quality, the magnification we're able to get.
House vascular surgeon Dr. Franz Murphy on KSMB at Local Channel 4. They say the good news is patients will be exposed to less anesthesia and radiation in the new room.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stamps. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County fairs continue. At the Gage County Fair in Beatrice, animal shows continue Friday with IMCA races at the grandstand at 7:30. $15 adult admission, kids 6 through 11, or $5 and kids 5 and under free. Saturday, the livestock judging contest is at 1, showmanship to follow, and 4-H All-Star Awards Saturday at 4. Livestock premium sale Sunday afternoon at the Gage County Fair with a parade of champions beginning at 2. 2023 Ag and Farm Family Awards presented at 2:30 and the sale begins at 3. At the Nemaha County Free Fair in Seneca, judging begins Friday with livestock shows Friday and Saturday. Sunday in Seneca, carnival games will be featured noon till 4 at Scope Park with a fair parade Sunday evening at 6. The route this year will be altered with street construction in Seneca and will start at 3rd and Main, heading west as usual, then turning north on 6th Street to Amador, which will mark the end of the parade route. This year's theme is Get Wrapped Up in 4-H. Traffic along U.S. 36 from St. Joe West and U.S. 77 from Marysville South may be impacted by travel through August 1st of the SpaceX superloads, which are making their way through Kansas with extra-wide truckloads, traversing Kansas northeast-southwest. Slowed traffic and delays may be experienced at times. August 1st is the last day to file nomination for the Farm Service Agency County Committee. This three-member board reviews county office operations and makes local decisions as to how programs are applied. This year, Area 2 will vote, which includes Walnut, Helm Creek, Center, Waterville, Blue Rapids, Wells, Cottage Hill, and Bigelow Townships. For eligibility and to nominate, please contact the Marshall County FSA office. Ballots will be mailed November 6th and may be returned through December 4th. Engineers with BG Consultants met with Marysville City Council Monday, reviewing plans for updating and expanding the city's sewage lagoon west of Marysville, adding a wetland. The low bid of 4 submitted was from Superior Construction at a base bid cost of $1.74 million with an optional alternate, adding an additional $112,000, primarily for additional concrete. Engineers had estimated a total near $2 million and bids ranged to over $4.7 million. Additionally, work including desludging and screening is estimated at another $1.15 million, which would bring the total project cost to over $3 million. With a loan forgiveness of $600,000 to $950,000 available through the state. An option to add a building if a lagoon site could add another $200,000 to $250,000. A motion was passed unanimously to proceed with application for state approval and contingent acceptance of a low bid on the base option. Proceeding with construction accordingly, the options will be considered further. Gage County Sheriff's Office has received numerous calls regarding welfare of livestock, including horses by pickerel. The office is working with various agencies, agrarian professionals, investigators, among others, and the owner and veterinarian providing care are cooperating during the investigation. There are numerous factors to consider, and state laws guide the proper care of the equines involved. Sheriff's Office reminds people not to trespass on the property to interfere with the care of the horses. Gerald R. Jerry Harry, age 80 of Marysville, passed away July 13th. Services planned Saturday, July 29th, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Graveside military service at the Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Harry. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham loaf, baby bakers, green beans, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas heat got you in a mood? Cool off with CJ Express's free fountain drink Friday all summer long. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late this evening. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs nearing the lower 100s. Heat index value is around 105. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Temperatures staying slightly cooler throughout the weekend. A slight chance for some rain early Saturday morning. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Scattered showers are possible into Saturday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. A slight chance for some scattered showers early Sunday, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers into Sunday night as well. Partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Easterly winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain may linger early Monday morning, some sunshine with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s, and temperatures still warmer throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July, 91, record high on this date, 110. The average low 70 and the record low 51. Sunset this evening, 8:44. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24. Sunny and 77 again this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 28th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Another first for a future Hall of Famer. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A day after the Angels took him off the trade block, Shohei Ohtani showed teams what they'd be missing, tossing his first career complete game shutout in the opener of a doubleheader with the Tigers. Ohtani was back at DH in the nightcap.
Carlos Santana from the Pirates.
Here's Shohei swinging and lifting another ball high and deep, and that one is in right center, and that one is gone.
The call on KLAA, Ohtani's second homer of the game. Angels sweep the doubleheader 11-4. Ohtani, the first big leaguer to fire a complete game in one end of a doubleheader and homer in the second. In New York, Mets Nationals, bottom eight, tied at one. Mark Canha batting with a runner on third.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a liner in the air to right. That should get the go-ahead run home. Thomas near the line makes the catch. Alonso tags, coming to the plate, the throw to the plate, head first slide. He scores.
The call on WCBS, the sac fly making it 2-1 Mets, and that was the final. More baseball. The Cubs have grinded their way back to 500 after last night's win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Mike Tick Tockman had three hits, including...
Tockman drives one in the air, deep right center, going back toward the track. Near the wall is Jordan Walker, and that ball is going to be gone.
The call on WSCR, that solo shot making it 7-1 Cubs. They'd win 10-3. NFL training camps are open. Bengals QB Joe Burrow going down with an injury. ESPN insider Adam Schefter.
Bengals head coach Zach Taylor met with reporters, and he told them that after the first day of practice, Joe Burrow is experiencing some soreness in his calf, and that is the reason that he was wearing a sleeve on his calf during practice to combat some of the soreness that he felt after the first practice of training camp. And then he goes down with what Zach Taylor is now saying is a calf issue.
Burrow had to be carted off the field. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Sheer Quality Furniture welcomes everyone to come out to the Gage County Fair this year. There's so much to do, so mark those calendars for July 25th through the 30th and come have some fun. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge invites everyone to come to the Gage County Fair and Expo. There will be entertainment, 4-H exhibits, great food, rides, and more starting July 25th. Inform all your family and friends. Hope to see you there. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Beatrice, where value meets values.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Nutrient deficiency could be one reason that soybean producers' fields are showing negative symptoms. K-State Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz says that mobile and immobile nutrients present their deficiencies in different growth stages of the plant.
There are really some guidelines that we need to keep in mind for the type of visual symptoms that we're seeing and what could be the potential nutrient causing the problem. And if you keep in mind that typically the mobile nutrients within the plant is going to show deficiency symptoms in the lower leaves, then that narrow basically already the potential issues in terms of nutrients. And so the micronutrients are basically immobile in the plant, which basically means that oftentimes that yellowing is going to be in the younger, newer leaves, right? That's a first easy way to usually kind of identify and narrow down what are the potential issues that we're seeing in the field after we are considering that we are really dealing with a nutrient deficiency issue.
There are many things that can contribute to a plant not getting the proper amount of nutrients.
The first thing that we're thinking is that there's low nutrient content in the soil to begin with, right? And so how do we know that? How we confirm that is basically with soil tests. But there are also other issues that may be causing nutrient deficiency to show up in soybean and other crops. Also going back to the soil, it's not really the level of the nutrient, but it's really conditions of pH that maybe is we are dealing with acidic soil. For example, where we have aluminum toxicity, this is a situation where the root development is really basically affected significantly in the plant. And so we have very short roots because of that low pH, which in turn, obviously, the plant is not able to take up the nutrients. Oftentimes, that also means that they are not taking up water because of that low pH problem.
The plant's ability to uptake nutrients could be from pH or soil characteristics.
Another thing that can be affected also in the case of soybean is just poor nodulation. Oftentimes that goes along with pH as well. If you don't have a good pH range, sometimes nodulation is affected. That obviously is going to cause some nitrogen deficiency. And oftentimes it's just physical characteristic of that soil, right? We have maybe some compaction problems, you know, fertility problems. There's no fertility issues in terms of nutrient supply, but again, because of that compaction, we don't have good root development and basically poor access to the nutrients. That's often the case for things like potassium.
That was Kansas State University Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discussing the multiple reasons that a soybean field could be showing signs of nutrient deficiency. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Challenge yourself with a new career that's no typical sit-at-the-bench assembly job. Landall Company manufactures trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts, and offers competitive wages with advancement opportunities, evaluations, and raises, as well as comprehensive insurance, employer-paid life, short and long-term disability, paid time off, 401k, incentive bonus, and much more. Mechanical ability helpful but not required. EEO, vets, and disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com/careers today.
Would you roll the dice on a tropical vacation during hurricane season? A few things to consider today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 28th, the 209th day of the year. First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis was born on this day. It's hurricane season, which officially started on June 1st, but often runs through late October. That means you'll find bargains on tropical travel packages about now. Whether you should take a chance, though, depends on your risk tolerance. The odds of your vacation being affected are relatively small, though even the threat of a tropical storm can disrupt itineraries. Travel experts say hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. By the way, here are a few names chosen to represent the 2023 hurricane season: Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Don, Emily, Franklin, and Gert. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Hamas Trucking Incorporated is inviting you and yours to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 27th to enjoy the food and entertainment and the 4-H exhibits. There will be something for everyone. See you there. From Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
726 from KNDY, 77 in sunshine with highs flirting the century mark again today. Could be a break with a scattered chance for some thunderstorms Saturday, Sunday into Monday. Highs closer to 90 through the weekend.
Don't
One day shy of 8 years old, when Grandma passed away, I was a broken-hearted little boy, blowing out that birthday cake. How I cried when the sky let go with a cold and lonesome rain. Mama smiled, said, "Don't be sad, child. Grandma's watching you today. 'Cause there's holes in the floor of heaven and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes if you're lonely, just remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven and she's watching over. Seasons come and seasons go, nothing stays the same. I grew up, fell in love, met a girl who took my name. Year by year, we made a life in this sleepy little town. I thought we'd grow. But there's holes in the floor of heaven and her tears are pouring down. That's how I know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. There's holes. I walk her down the aisle. It's a shame her mom can't be here now to see her lovely smile. They throw the rice, I catch her eye as the rain starts coming down. She takes my hand, says, "Daddy, don't be sad. I know Mama's watching now. And there's holes in the floor of heaven and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember can see. Yes, there's holes in the floor of heaven and she's watching over you and me. Watching over you and me. Watching
for you. I've surprised myself with what I've gone and done. Just today I heard myself swear you were the one.